Welcome to Houseplant Homebody. I'm your host, Holly, and I'm here to talk about all things plants. Are you ready? Hello, hello. Welcome back to Houseplant Homebody. This next episode is Wisconsin, Illinois plant shops, and I added and stops. But this is part three because I've done the Wisconsin, Illinois plant shops multiple times. So in this case, usually I do a plant shop, house plant shop, garden center, greenhouse, something like that, which I did include a couple of them, or online shop. In this case, I also did a couple of the conservatories and greenhouses because, one, I was running out of plant shops to talk about because I didn't visit anymore, really. I've only visited a couple more. And then I had some in my backup that I've gone to in the past. So we're going to start with the Wisconsin plant shops. But I also want to say, if you don't live in Wisconsin, Illinois, you're probably wondering why you should even listen to this. Honestly, it's a really good idea of just getting a good perspective of what I consider during plant shopping, plant visiting, all that good stuff. And if you have any friends or family that are in the area or come visiting the area, then you can recommend these places. Or if you're like me and you have a dream of traveling the world and going to different plant shops, then you have a list, just like I do. So, okay. Wisconsin plant shops and stops. So the first place I wanted to talk about was the Bruce Company of Wisconsin. They're actually known for landscaping side of things, not necessarily the houseplant side, but I was actually pretty impressed with the houseplant side of things. So the Bruce Company of Wisconsin is in Middleton, Wisconsin. I include the website, Instagram, and Facebook if it applies on the blog post. So please make sure if you want more information to go there, to go directly to the links to their website and stuff like that. Price-wise, I thought they were on the median end, not too expensive at all. And they sell a ton of common houseplants, and they had some unique houseplants, but not a ton. They also typically were sold in smaller sizes, between even from your 2 to 6 inch. And then once in a while, they had an 8 or 10 or 12 inch, but not very many. I also went in winter, so it wasn't an outdoor space that I was looking at. I was mostly only looking at the indoor, so I guarantee they have more in the winter as well. Since they're really known for the landscaping side of things, their shop is huge, and their landscape plants, their decor, furniture, the tools, and the maintenance side of things is really what most people are going there for. But if you're a plant shop person like me, houseplant person, that is why I went too. So I would highly recommend going to check them out. I think the houseplants themselves are worth it. Even the pottery was really cute too. They had some nice small pots and some fun ones. And if you're looking for yard things like decorations, furniture, anything like that, that's a great place to go. In the Madison area, I can't really think of another good garden center that has all of that. There is Jung Garden Center, I think. It's J-U-N-G, which is more of a chain, kind of like Stein's around here in the Milwaukee area. So the Bruce Company is a really good option if you're in the Madison area for landscaping side of things. All right, the next one I want to talk about is Plantland. So this is actually a really small business in Milwaukee. I love going there because, one, I love supporting local where I can, and two, their prices, you can't beat them. So they are very seasonal business. They usually open in March and close by July, but that is where you go to find your annuals, your herbs, your vegetables in spring, and they do have some perennials and shrubs. Now, not necessarily a place that you would go for the houseplants, but they do have several houseplants, and you'd be surprised by either the size or variety they have. So I got actually a really big jade plant from there that was really, really mature already for only like $18. It was in a 6-inch pot, but the actual stem was really thick, and it was a really, really healthy, sturdy houseplant. And those are the kind of people that you trust when you go to somewhere like that small business. You know they did it right. I've also gotten a chenille plant from them. I've gotten several other houseplants, but they're annuals. I've gotten begonias from them also in the past. So their annuals, herbs, and vegetables are kind of what they're known for in spring, but they also do have some perennials and shrubs. So not necessarily an amazing selection, but you might be surprised what you find there. And you just have to check Facebook. That's where they're super active for their hours, any updates if they're closing early or something like that, because they are super seasonal. And you may find, you know, a fun cat that's roaming around the greenhouse because they have several there, which is also very cute. And a dog that hangs out at the greenhouse. So Plantland in Milwaukee, highly recommend. And then we go into the two gardens or domes, conservatory, etc., that I would recommend in Wisconsin. So in Madison, there's Old Brook Botanic Gardens. So this is obviously an outdoor area, and there is Bowles Conservatory, which is their greenhouse conservatory, whatever. This is in Madison, Wisconsin. I've been here several times, and usually it's in winter. But I did go this spring-ish summer with my mom, and the outdoor gardens, they have 16 acres of outdoor gardens. It's very pretty. They have the Royal Thai Pavilion and Garden, Perennial Garden, Sunken Garden, and Herb Garden. So very, very pretty. I do have to say I was a member of Chicago Botanic Garden, and that's what I was used to in my mind, and it's definitely not even close to as big as that. But it is a great place to walk around to see flowers, nature, perennials. I was obsessed seeing all the different perennials out there. So Old Brook Botanic Gardens. Now, if you want to go to Bowles Conservatory, that's where you're going to find all your tropical houseplants in your greenhouse and that kind of thing. It is amazing. There's a pretty waterfall inside. There are free-flying birds in there. There's also blooming orchids. That's what they're known for. And they also have a ton of carnivorous plants that are in there too to see. So just those unique different plants is very interesting. Their greenhouse and conservatory is also very well labeled. So if you're wondering what a plant is, more than likely you can find the name of it. So highly recommend Old Brook Botanic Gardens. And then they do have events ongoing year round, and they are a wedding venue. So you can book a wedding or an event there as well. My sister looked there actually for her wedding, but didn't end up going with them. But it's a really pretty site. All right. The last Wisconsin plant shop slash stop, what I'm going to recommend is in my lovely hometown, Milwaukee, the Mitchell Park Domes. I was just there for an event the other day talking about water runoff and conservation and everything in the city and what they're doing. It was a very interesting event. I have a friend who also works at the Mitchell Park Domes, so I get a lot of information from her and I see it on social media, but the domes are a perfect place to go in Milwaukee and get away and kind of experience a tropical environment year round. So it's an oasis with multiple domes. So you can kind of see it from the highway actually, but there's a tropical dome, a desert dome, and there is a floral dome. That floral dome changes per season. It also changes year round per theme. So this year was dino dome. So there's dinosaurs inside of that dome. And then in the holidays, they have light shows. They set it up for Christmas and stuff like that. So it's really, really pretty. And it's so cool to be in the middle of a dome in the environment that it's in. So I would highly recommend going to that and then checking out their website to see what events they have. You can also be a member, just like you could have Old Brook, to the Milwaukee Domes as well. They recently are talking about going through renovations. So I am partial to the domes and I hope they stay around and get some updates, but the actual domes themselves have not been updated in a very long time. But the greenhouses around them that grow like poinsettias and other plants and housed events and stuff like that are very energy efficient and stuff. But the domes are a little bit older, but they are classic and I highly, highly, highly recommend going to the Mitchell Park Domes and supporting them. All right, let's move on to the Illinois plant shops and stops. And this time I have three of those. So I have one shop to talk about and two stops to talk about. So Vedas Plant Shop is the first one I'm going to talk about. So it's no longer a physical shop. It was temporarily, but they decided to close their doors, but they are an online shop now. The owner, Jeff, has been really incredibly supportive of Houseplant Homebody throughout this whole journey. And kept in contact with me. He's super knowledgeable and a very big plant enthusiast himself, and his family has been in the business for a very long time, so he has a ton of knowledge. Even though the retail shop closed, obviously they are selling online, and he is known for having really unique plants, so unique and rare houseplants, and has the option of, if you're looking for a very specific plant, he may be able to get it for you. So I did include the link to his website for shopping and the link to where you can reach out to him to see if they can get you a plant of some sort that you might want. Besides the actual houseplants that he sells, he does landscape designing, plant sitting, plant rehab, plant consultations, rentals, and interior scaping. So really any kind of realm of the plant world, Jeff is involved in. So I'd highly recommend going to their website, seeing the services that they provide, and the plants that you can get. keep in mind, he is in Chicago. Services Central Illinois to Chicago area. So if you're in Wisconsin, obviously, they're not going to be able to go to you, but he may be able to ship the plants to you. So there are some larger plants that he's not going to ship in winter either. The instructions on the website does list that. For example, I went and looked at a banana plant for funsies on his website, and it does say in the winter, not shipping. Any plants this size, usually not shipping, wouldn't recommend, mostly for local pickup. So if you are in Chicago and you want a certain plant that's on his website that's larger, more than likely you're going to have to set up pickup or something like that. So keep that in mind. Highly recommend Veda's Plant Shop though, or if you need those services, that's what he can help you with. Okay, the next one is the plant stop, and that is Chicago Botanic Garden. So I used to be a member of Chicago Botanic Garden when I lived in Salem, Wisconsin, which is where the garden center was that I managed. And because of that, it was pretty easy to get to when I wanted to go to it. It's located in Glencoe, Illinois. That might not ring a bell to anyone, but it's a northern suburb of Chicago, basically. It's in the city of Glencoe, northern Chicago. The price really depends to get into Chicago Botanic, depending on the year. And I do have to warn you, parking is super expensive. So I would make sure you're planning a full day there. They have a wonderful restaurant and gift shop and everything too. So it is an experience. The first time I went with my friend Shay, and it is literally 385 acres of landscaping that you were going through. And that doesn't include the greenhouses that they have available. The greenhouses aren't huge. You're mostly there for the landscape gardens. That in itself, the two of us, how plant obsessed we were at the time, did not make it through the whole gardens in one day. Now, seeing as I've been there multiple times, I probably could, but it's really, really, really going to be about enjoying your day and just planning to walk around a lot. So it is, like I said, 385 acres of landscaping gardens. So just to name a few, there's Bulb Garden, Circle Garden, Crescent Garden, Enabling Garden. I'm going to delete the word garden. English Walled, Evening Island, Fruit and Vegetable, Heritage, Japanese, Native Plant, Rose, and Sensory Garden. And there's even more. There's a whole kids section with the Sensory Garden and whatnot. And then there's also the Tropical Greenhouse, Bonsai Collection, Semi-Tropical Greenhouse, Topiary Greenhouse, and Desert Greenhouse. So the amount of plants that you can look at is amazing. Also, these gardens are very well labeled. You should be able to find what kind of plant it is if you're looking for it. Also, Chicago Botanic Garden has their own app that you can look up plants, figure out what's blooming, and all that good stuff. The app is also a map, so you know exactly where you're going. I would highly recommend downloading that if you're going there for a visit. That way you know where you're going and you don't get lost, because even though I've been there multiple times, I have gotten lost. I end up in the Rose Garden and never know where I am. I'm trying to get to the Bonsai Collection. I never know where to go. So it is a huge place. It is so worth it. Remember, like a few years ago when I went, parking was like $35. If you're a member, parking's technically free, but you know, you're paying for the membership. So that's the difference. If you're going, I've seen prices between $12 and $20 a person, but it depends on if it's an event or not. So, and I was looking at prices, if I wanted to go next week, it was between $14 to $18, depending on the day for an adult. So something to keep in mind. Highly recommend going, highly recommend taking the full day to do it and then stopping just there at lunch and then going back out and doing more. Also, there are several events at the Botanic Gardens. They always have holiday-themed ones, Halloween-themed ones. There's tons of kids' events. There's also educational opportunities there, too, if you want to learn more. They also have a library, which I'm pretty sure you have to be a member of. I'm not quite sure if you have to be a member of that, but if you're in the Chicagoland area, you want to learn more, that is an amazing place to be a member of, because the access you have is amazing. So, highly recommend checking out Chicago Botanic Garden. Okay, the last one that I'll mention, which is probably my favorite on this whole list, is the Garfield Park Conservatory. This is my favorite place to go to, I think, in all of the surrounding Milwaukee, Madison, Chicagoland area. And that is because it is a huge conservatory and greenhouse, and they have a ton of plants in it. The one downfall to this is their labeling isn't great, but I don't care. It's too cool. So this is also in Chicago. it's closer to downtown. So my friend Sierra lives in pretty much downtown Chicago almost. Maybe a little bit on the north side. It's pretty close to her. So almost every time I go to visit her, I have gone there, or I've gone there separately on my own without her too. It is free to enter, but you do have to book a reservation online. Obviously, donations are welcomed and appreciated, and they do have a small gift shop as well, but it is free. Crazy. I don't know why it's free, but it is. They do host a ton of events there. I've seen them do like coffee and yoga in the mornings. I've seen them hold educational seminars and even webinars online too. So they definitely have a lot going on. So I would definitely check that out. This is my favorite conservatory because of the different houses they have. Every time I go, there's always one of the houses that is in renovation or something's going on. So they're always making improvements to it. It's usually the kids section that's under renovation. So if that's what you're going for, make sure you double check with them or maybe reach out to see if anything is closed. But the four main houses, I guess, that I absolutely love are the Palm House. That's kind of what they're known for. The Fern Room, that is also what they're known for. The Desert House and the Aeroid House. So the Palm House and the Fern Room are huge. The Palm House is usually what you walk into for the most part, and it is gorgeous. And then beyond the Palm House, there is the giant Fern Room that you kind of walk down into that has a pond in the middle of it. It is so pretty. My soon-to-be new profile picture on Instagram is going to be me in the Fern House or the Fern Room. Also, their t-shirts are really cool. So I have one of the Palm House and the Desert House. I don't know who does their graphics, but whoever it is, it's wonderful. And the Aeroid House has philodendron and monsteras, thaumatophyllum, up the yin yang, I swear. It is gorgeous. They have one monstera that's just climbing the wall of the greenhouse, and it's so pretty. So I would highly recommend checking out Garfield Park Conservatory when you get the chance. If you don't do anything from the list, do this. That's what I would recommend. So that is the Illinois side of the plant shops, and that is the collective episode of Wisconsin Illinois Plant Shops and Stops. Hope you enjoyed it. Hello, friends. So, obviously, like I said, I've kind of been running out of Wisconsin-only plant shops. It's only because I haven't had the time to visit more. I know there's a ton in Illinois that I need to get to. And I know there's a ton in Wisconsin that are not in the Milwaukee surrounding area that I need to get to. Specifically, Eau Claire has one called Down to Earth that I have been dying to go to. But I haven't gotten to Eau Claire anytime recently, nor do I see that in the near future for me. So if you have a plant shop in Wisconsin that you recommend, please let me know. Also in Illinois, I want to hear it. Typically, I am in Milwaukee, Madison, Appleton area, Chicago area pretty consistently. I can also go to the Rockford, Illinois area if I need to. I'm there at least maybe once or twice a year. And then beyond that, it would be traveling for me. Traveling is what I would like to do at some point, maybe take a weekend and do that once in a while. So please let me know. I have been to Door County once or twice. If there's something up there, let me know. But I want more recommendations. So if you're in Wisconsin or Illinois, or you know of a shop in Wisconsin or Illinois, please send it to me. I have a big long list in Illinois, a lot that I haven't gotten to, but I would like to hear about more. So thanks for sending me those. And then the next episode that's coming out tomorrow, hold on, where's my list? You'd think I should have this memorized by now, but apparently I don't. And now I'm stalling because now I need to go back on my website. It is the goldfish plant. So, love this plant. Currently do not have it. It has been on my wish list for a very long time. The one time I did find it, I found bugs on it in the store. Found it for a reasonable price, I should say. I've seen them before. I just won't pay a certain price, as you know, because I'm cheap. But it had bugs on it, and I was about to do that. So it's still on my wish list. I will get it someday. I was concerned I wouldn't be able to provide the care, but honestly, I think I can now. I think I would be more confident in doing the goldfish plant than the pitcher plant right now. So anyways, goldfish plant we're doing tomorrow. See you then.